This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Do you remember, some of you listened to Charles Stanley? He said he had a terrible relationship with his stepfather growing up, and he said he had a love gap in his relationship with an earthly father, and he said, therefore, I had a love gap in my relationship with my heavenly father. He's right. Your relationship with your earthly dad will impact your relationship with your heavenly father, or can have a powerful impact. But here's what I tell people. I've been telling people this for years. Think of the most godly, most loving, the warmest father you can think of, multiply it 1,000 times, and you still haven't begun. Still haven't begun to come close to the loving father that God wants to be to you and to me. He says, I want a relationship with you, like a father has with a son or daughter, the highest of that kind of relationship. And that's why in verse 17, he says, therefore come out from them and be separate. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. Choices can be made. This is an old story that was told by William Barclay, who was a Scottish commentator. And this story is so popular that it's made the rounds. I found it on the internet all over the place with sermons all over the country, people quoting William Barclay. So I'm just going to read it to you right out of Barclay's book. It's a powerful story. It's about a man by the name of F.W. Carrington in England. He was the heir to a fortune made by brewing liquor, alcohol. He was passing a tavern one night. There was a woman waiting at the door. A man, obviously her husband, came out, and she was trying to keep her husband from going back into the bar. Carrington's walking by, and he sees the scene. A woman waiting outside a bar. The husband comes out. She grabs him. Don't go back in. He does. With one blow of his fist, this man felled his wife, knocked her unconscious right on the pavement. Carrington started forward, and then he looked up. The name above the tavern was his own name, and Carrington said, with that one blow, that man did not only knock his wife out of consciousness, he also knocked me clean out of that business forever. He gave up the fortune he might have had rather than touch money earned in such a way. And I want to say a couple things here. I'm not your conscience for you, and you're not my conscience for me. You're not your husband's conscience. You're not your wife's conscience. We're not responsible in that sense for other people. Everybody has to make their own mind. But my point is this. You do have to make some choices in life. It may not be dramatic like F.W. Carrington made. It may not be like the choice that was given to the female students at the University of British Columbia. But you have choices and moral choices and decisions that you have to make. So do I. I'm going to tell you a story in a minute to close, but I want us to read this same passage from the Message translation of the New Testament. This is not a translation, it's a paraphrase, but it's powerful. Several people said, that really spoke to me. I want you to read the same scripture with me from the Message translation. Don't become partners with those who reject God. How can you make a partnership out of right and wrong? That's not partnership, that's war. Is light best friends with dark? Does Christ go strolling with the devil? Do trust and mistrust hold hands? Isn't that interesting? Who would think of setting up pagan idols in God's holy temple? But that is exactly what we are. Each of us a temple in whom God lives. God himself put it this way, I'll move into them. I'll be their God and they'll be my people. So leave the corruption and compromise. Leave it for good, says God. Don't link up with those who will pollute you. I want you all for myself. I'll be a father to you. You'll be sons and daughters to me. The word of the Master, God. The word of the Master, God.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.